guys. I'm Julie. Nice to meet you on the air. Hope we could spend a wonderful morning together. And now the morning is worth 2 hours in the evening. 一天之计在于晨。若您有个美好的晨间生活，相信您一天的生活都是美好的。A hard beginning makes a good ending. 常言道，善始善终。We've learned what do you say if and what would you say if. I've received a lot of letters from my dear friends in which they ask what the differences are between them and what's the verb form in a complex sentence including a clause introduced by if. First of all, I'm very glad to you pay close attention to morning classes, and thank you for your watching. And I very much like to answer your questions this morning. What do you say if means if something happens, how do you react? And what would you say if means if something happened, how would you react? Can you spot the differences in their explanations? We should pay attention to happens.Happen, do you? Would you? This is the key point. What do you say if should something talked about is possible to come into reality? And what would you say if should something we talked about is impossible to happen or to be real? So we need to know about two conceptions, sentences of real condition and sentences of unreal condition, 真实条件句和虚拟条件句。What's called sentences of real condition and what's calledSentences of unreal condition, 真实条件句就是假设的情况有可能会发生，而虚拟条件句是存然的一种假设，是完全不可能成为现实的。Let's look at the sentence. How to translate? 如果我有足够的钱，我就买一台电脑。这个句子是真实条件句还是虚拟条件句呢？这个就要看说话者当时的情境了。如果这个人都是连饭都吃不饱的人，看见别人在玩电脑就这么说一句，是纯然的一种假设。而一个刚毕业的大学生有了工作，现在还没有钱，但是工作几个月后就有钱了，那么这个假设是可以实现的。因此可以翻译为真实条件句，也可以翻译为虚拟条件句。虚拟条件句是 If I had enough money, I would buy a computer. 真实条件句是 If I have enough money, I will buy a computer.大家在 email 中提到的虚拟条件句中的谓语动词形式如何？那么我们就马上来揭晓上期的翻译习题答案，并对之进行点评。希望您从答案中和对其的点评中有所收获。Number one, 如果我有地图，我就借给你了。If I had a map,I would lend it to you. 点评：第一，说话者在当时是没有地图的，只是纯粹的一种假设，这么说说而已。第二，此句是对现在情况的一种假设，对现在情况的一种假设。主句谓语动词用 would 加上动词原形，从句用动词的一般过去式形式。Number two, 如果我是你，我就会在房子周围种很多树木。If I were you, I would plant many trees around the house. 点评：第一，一个人是永远都不可能成为另一个人的，因此这里完全是假设，一定要用虚拟语气。第二，这个句子是对现在情况的一种假设，主句谓语动词用 would 加上动词原形，从句的谓语动词用动词的一般过去式。Number three, 要是 Helen 在这里有多好呀。 If Helen were here, how nice it would be. 点评：第一，说话者在说此句话时 Helen 是不在的，只是说话者的一种强烈的主观愿望而已，因此此句必须要用虚拟语气来翻译。第二，该句子是对现在情况的一种主观的愿望希望，主句谓语动词用 would 加上动词原形，从句用动词的一般过去式。 Number four, 如果他辞职了，谁来顶替她的位置？ If she resigned, who would take her place? If she were to resign, who would take her place 点评，这句话可以判断为真实条件句，也可以判断为虚拟条件句，这个要根据上下文以及说话者当时候的情况。第二，作为虚拟条件句的话，此句是对未来情况的一种假设。那么对未来情况的一种假设，主句谓语动词用 would 加上动词原形，从句用一般过去式。此外注意，从句中的过去式可以改为 were, was 加上带 to 的不定式。Number five, 要是我来做这份工作，我会是另外一种做法。If I were to do the job, I would do it in a different way. If I did the job, I would do it in a different way. 点评：第一，这句话可以判断为真实条件句，也可以判断为虚拟条件句，这个就要看当时的情景。第二，作为虚拟条件句，此句是对未来情况的一种假设。主句谓语动词用 would 加上动词原形，从句用一般过去式，从句中的一般过去式可以改为 were, was 加上 to 不定式。综上所看，对将来或者是现在的情况的一种假设，或者是一种主观的愿望。那么主句和从句的谓语形式是这样的，主句是 would 加上动词原形，从句是一般过去式。如果从句中的谓语是实义动词的话，那么可以使用 was, were 加上带 to 的不定式。Okay, today's program is about to be over. At the end of the program, I would like to leave some exercises for you to do so as to see if you can make use of 虚拟语气. Please translate the following sentences into English according to the notes. Number one, 如果我把头发染成蓝色，谁都会笑话我。备注，当然我不会做这样的傻事。 Number two, 如果我住在办公室附近，我就会步行上班。备注，实际上我住得离办公室很远。第三，如果你把自行车放在外面，有人会偷的。备注，当然你不会晚上把单车放在外面。好了，以上答案均在下期的早间课堂揭晓，敬请各位关注下期的可可早间课堂。 Well, it's time to say goodbye to you. Thank you for your listening this time. See you next time. 非常感谢您的这次收听，下次再会。
못기다